Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to MetaMusings. This is the place to learn, discuss all things metaphysical, spiritual, alternative healing, and otherwise considered woo-woo. Thank you everyone joining us tonight live and anyone listening to the replay. Tonight, my special guest is Stacy Bennett. Stacy is a psychic medium and medical intuitive healer, as well as a certified hypnotherapist. She began her personal journey looking for answers in 1995. She found so much more. To put it simply, she was angry with God and thought, why can't God stop bad things from happening to children and good people? She started reading everything she could about spiritual beliefs, etc., which then led to paranormal and so on. And she had always been intrigued with these topics. What she was learning was triggering information she had long forgotten, and it's always about the journey. So tonight, we will be discussing psychic development, and I feel like Stacy's personal biography is going to resonate with a lot of people. I know it resonated with me, and so without further ado, I would like to welcome Stacy to the show. Hey, Stacy.
Hi, Misty. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to talk with you because I know I connected with you on Periscope, and I love watching your scopes.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about this topic, too, and to learn a little bit more about your story because psychic development is a big topic. So obviously we can't touch on everything, but I feel like and personally, I feel like everyone is inherently psychic, but it's just a matter of kind of honing in on your strengths. And learning and strengthening those things that you are resonating with. Does that make sense? Is that something that you believe in, or do you disagree with that?
No, it's absolutely 100% true.
Okay,
absolutely true. 100% girl.
Awesome. Yeah, because I think that everyone is born with psychic abilities. There's all different kinds, you know, the different clairs, which I kind of want to touch on later in the show, but I feel like some of us are stronger in certain areas. And when, and I don't want to say this across the board, but I feel like a lot of times a particular event triggers an individual to become what I like to call a spiritual sponge, because that's what happened for myself. And, just reading and learning and soaking everything up that they can about these topics. And do you think a certain event triggered you to start looking for more answers in 1995? Was that something that triggered all that?
I think it was, I think it was a combination of different events. You know, I everybody has a different journey and a different learning curve. I think for me, and I've talked about my story a little bit on Periscope. It happened a very long time ago. I was sexually abused for quite a few years, and you know, after the fact of it, I finally came out with it when I was 16, and you know, went through counseling. We all went through counseling, but then what happened is I had my own reaction to it as I was having my own personal reactions to it as it was happening, but even more so afterward, because then that led to addiction. It led to trying to find myself and really looking for love. What it really amounts to is looking for love. And really it was about looking for the love that I had for myself. And that was really what it was all about. And when you start that journey and start exploring yourself and start asking why, I think that it's not that I deserved answers, yet I felt I did, but excuse me, there had to be more than pain and suffering that mm-hmm. I had endured. There had to be more than life than that, you know, and that's what I was trying to find and trying to find myself.
Wow.
So that's just... I think it's all about love, and that's what I feel the connection with the divine is about unconditional love and finding that, and everybody has to go through struggles. That's what life is about, you know, so that's kind of how I started on that path.
Wow, that it is all about love, and that's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story of overcoming something so tragic and searching for that, and you're doing amazing things of helping other people now. So you're like creating this ripple effect through the world. It's amazing.
That's what I'm hoping to do because, you know, it was thankfully I had actually caught a special on TV at night with my family.
Wow.
And yeah, right? How hard was that to sit through, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't know what was going on. But my whole point of bringing that up is that, you know, I thought I was alone. I thought I was alone in it, and I didn't know who to go to. So I want to do that for other people. It's important that no matter what the struggle is or what people are going through, that they know that they're not alone in that.
Wow, yeah, that's so important. And I know for a fact that is something that needs to be more openly talked about, and it needs to be more out there. So thank you so much for sharing, because I'm absolutely positive that that's helping someone, for sure.
That's all I can ask for.
Yeah, absolutely. Just sharing our stories and our, you know, our pain and our triumphs, it helps pave the way for others. So
It really does.
Definitely. Important thing, definitely. Now, when you started researching these things about, you know, spirituality and looking for answers, when you started discovering like your psychic gifts, was there a fear of letting others know that you had these gifts or that you were experiencing things? Were you afraid of being judged or anything like that?
Not too much. I mean, there's always people that, you know, are going to, you know, everybody's beliefs are different. And I accept people for their beliefs, and I hope that they accept me for mine. But it was, you know, if they don't accept that, then you know what? I had gotten to that point where I really didn't care.
Right.
If they accepted it or not, you know. It was, going through abuse, going through addiction, you learn. Your brain learns different coping mechanisms, and you go different places in your mind when things are happening. It's a way of coping. And so, you know, I knew that there was really more to, like, all the different things that I was learning about the senses and the clairaudience and the clairsentient and the clairknowing and those things. So that's kind of how it all came about for me.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, did you have any fear? Like, when you were you experiencing things that made you afraid at all?
No. It was very gradual. You know, I always play the guessing games of, you know, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to go here or go there? You know what I mean? It's those guessing games of what's going to happen. That kind of what was going on, but nothing scary had come in for me.
Okay.
I think it can happen to anybody, but what I really started, when you really start getting into this, my thing was always about, okay, well, what if something bad does happen? Then what? You know,
right.
So you have to go in with the approach of being, it's something that you have to be responsible about, just like anything else.
Do you have any tips for people who are starting to develop their psychic abilities of protection, like to kind of help them through the process?
You know, I think one of the best things that you can do for yourself is, in the way of protection, is know where you stand with God or whoever your creator is. There's many different forms, belief systems, and everybody is different. And that's okay. It's supposed to be different for everybody. We're all not the same. But have a clear understanding of how you feel about your creator, because if you're not connected to whoever your creator is, then you're not going to have that protection.
Right. Yes, I totally agree with you. And I think that setting the intentions of, you know, when learning how to do reading or meditating, setting the intentions of, you know, always being in the light, no matter what your creator is, but being in the light of your creator, and not letting anything falter from that, you know?
Exactly.
Making those intentions clear.
Yep, exactly. I mean, you see me on Scope with, before I ever start my readings, I always do a prayer.
Yes, yes,
and
I love that.
That's why. It's all about protection. It's all about the intent and keeping the ego out of it. That's not what it's about. It's not about the ego at all. It's about conveying the unconditional love and care and hoping that that shines through and that protection is strong.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it also helps, like you said, with making your intentions clear in the reading and it not being about ego, because when you are doing it from a place of unconditional love in the light of your creator, God, then there's no room for your ego. It's just you being the vessel for his message to come through, or her, or the universe, or whatever you want to say.
Right. No, exactly. Because then you are in the light. You're not coming from a lower vibration then.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what is the difference between a psychic, a medium, and a medical intuitive and healer? Because you have a couple of those titles in the intro that I did, and I just want anyone who doesn't know the difference kind of want to break that down for them.
Right. Absolutely. Well, a psychic is somebody who can get information about different events or, you know, different vision or hearing, whereas a medium, so psychics have kind of like an ability to see future events. A medium is somebody who is just that. They are a conduit or a connection or a bridge between spirit and the physical. So there's psychic mediums, but there's not usually one or the other. There's your psychic medium usually. But, you know, it's the thing is, too, it always gets me, is it's not everybody is a medium. However, everybody has those abilities.
Yes.
Every single person. We all have these senses, all of us.
Yes.
But it's just kind of like a natural progression. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, because I think you just touched on it, that I feel like everyone is psychic, but not everyone is a medium. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or they have the potential to be a medium, but just because you're psychic doesn't mean you're a medium. But if you're a medium, it does mean that you have psychic abilities, right? Is that right?
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, Brad just said it. All mediums are psychic. You know,
okay.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up for us, Brad. Brad's the best.
What about the medical intuitive healer part? Because I'm interested in learning more about that.
You know, it's just the medical intuitive, it's kind of like, it's still senses. It's the psychic ability, really. You know, it's just being guided and listening to that guidance and just picking up on those places in the body that others are having trouble with and just kind of happened by accident, you know? It's very hard to explain, because where I struggled for a really long time trusting in what I was hearing from my reading, but when it came to doing the medical intuitive stuff, I never ever questioned it, ever. I just went to the places and sure enough it was, you know, it was coming up to be right. And It's very odd. I never questioned that or just trusted that at all.
Right. And that's a lot with the intuitive part is the knowing, you know, like you're just, this is what I'm getting. And I just know that it's right. Is that like more
right.
of the claircognizance? Is that?
Yeah.
What that's
exactly.
called?
That's claircognizant is clear knowing. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now when you get information on somebody for medical intuitive, is it like, for me, I know sometimes I'll get like tightness in my throat or like a pain in my mm-hmm. side. Is that how it happens for you? Like, do you get physical pains and feelings, or do you just get like a knowing of, no, something's wrong with their kidney or something like that?
It's a combination. It's really a combination of both because I am clairsentient. So that clear feeling, clear knowing comes in, but then sometimes the actual physical part of it comes in as well. But not, I'm usually pretty good at not taking that on, but it does happen from time to time.
Okay. And so we did touch on clairsentient and claircognizant. So clairsentient is clear feeling. Claircognizant is clear knowing. Claire, what is the other clairs?
There's actually a little bit more. The more famous one is clairvoyance that everybody pretty much knows, which is clear vision or clear seeing, right? That's most known of the clairs because that's what most people see in the public. Yeah. And then there's clairaudient, which is clear hearing. Or audio. I don't actually hear voices. Some people do, but it's like a very, very faint whisper or words that come in out of your come into you from out of nowhere.
Okay, yeah. Now I have had it usually only happens like in that twilight sleep, you know, where you're almost asleep but not quite. And it's like something whispers in my ear, but typically during the day I don't hear the voices. But
well, and you know why? Because at night you're quiet, right? You're not
mm-hmm.
you're not multitasking like we do all day long. That hypnotic state, right? There you go, Brad.
Yeah. The hypnotic state. Yep, man, Brad. I need you to be my assistant.
Brad needs to be on your show.
He's on point. Yeah, no. Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Very muffled talking, someone said, and it is. It's like almost like you can feel their breath on your ear, and muffled is kind of usually.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So I kind of want to, before we start taking calls here in about 15 minutes or so, I kind of want to touch on some things that people can do to strengthen their psychic abilities. Like when we're just starting to learn about it and we're not sure how to develop them or where to turn to, do you have some tips on what they can do to start working on that?
Absolutely. You know, I think there's a lot of different stuff that you can do. Meditation, okay, dream work, absolutely. Meditation can be, the thing that people need to remember is explore what's right for you. Don't go by what the norm is. Get in there and research the different ways that you can do it because not everybody is the same. So riding a bike, swinging on a swing, coloring in a coloring book, dance, playing music, playing guitar, art. There's so many different beautiful ways to meditate, and it doesn't take but 5 or 10 minutes, but if you keep doing that every single day and squeeze it in there somehow, really become clear in not only your life but in all of your senses as well.
I absolutely agree. Now, someone did mention in the chat room that meditation doesn't work for them, but I feel like there's different kinds of meditation, like you were saying. Like, you don't have to do the norm. You could do, some people do music, play music to meditate, or paint, or go for a walk in nature. You don't have to sit in the lotus position and hum om, which is perfectly fine if that's what you do, but That's the typical way of people viewing meditation. You can find your own way, automatic writing, walking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these are all different ways, dancing, you know, different things that you can try. So what I for myself was looking for something that you're passionate about. So something artistic or something that you're passionate about where you can almost like lose yourself in it, you know, that's a form of meditation. So if you like to do beadwork, you like to sew or crochet, these are all things where your mind kind of goes into this relaxed state. So
that's exactly right. It's exactly right, because you're focused on what you're doing. You're not, even if you think for a minute or two about something that you had happened during the day or whatever, it usually goes out on its own and you don't even realize it, right?
Yes, absolutely. They were saying that, I think it's Texas Pearl in the chat room was saying that she was being wanting to try automatic writing. So that there's probably a reason why you're being drawn to do that. So I would definitely try that.
Absolutely. Automatic writing is amazing. It is. I have also done automatic writing. I get a lot of messages that way for myself. That is a great way to open yourself up to that meditation. You know, putting the pen to paper and just letting the pen go. It's about letting yourself go and just see what happens and see where you go.
Yes, absolutely. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what automatic writing is, can you kind of just give a little quick on what that is?
Sure. It's a form of it's kind of a form of channeling in some aspects, but it's also a form of meditation. It's a form of communicating with your higher self. So what you do is, and if you keep, I recommend getting a journal specifically for that, because it is something where you're dedicating your time to that, and you want to keep it, you want to keep it clear of any other junk that's going on in your life, because you want it to be clear, clean, and crisp. And you just sit down, put your pen to your paper very lightly, don't press hard, and just let your hand go where it wants to go. And it's going to be very messy and very sloppy at first. You're probably not going to be able to read what you've written. But as you go through and do it, the more that you do it, the quicker it comes and the clearer that it comes. Because you're learning about your higher self.
Yes.
That's really what it is.
Now, for me, I was thinking to myself, have I done automatic writing? I know I've tried it and it didn't really work for me. However, when I do dream work, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm not really conscious when I'm writing. So it is messy, but it's almost a form of automatic writing because I'm not really coherent whenever I'm writing these things.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
that is exactly
way.
What it is. Huh?
Yeah. So that's another way of doing automatic writing too, is like dream work, like waking yourself up intentionally to interrupt your sleep and then just write, because half the time it's upside down, it's sideways, but you know.
Right. I try and do that too. When I wake up at 3 or 2 in the morning and I've given up on that part. I'm like, no, I can barely hold one eye open at that point. So I use my recorder on my phone.
See, and I have, actually, I think Mama Louise is in Periscope. She mentioned a recorder once too. And I'm like, well, that seems way easier. Why don't I do that?
Right. Exactly. I think somebody suggested it. I was like, oh, duh.
Yeah, I need to get with the times. I'm all in the Stone Ages back here trying to chisel in my things on a piece of stone.
Right? We have this technology. What the hell?
I know exactly. Like, what is wrong with me? Oh, I love it. So now that we're talking about dream work, is that something that you would recommend for those who are starting to develop their psychic abilities as well?
You know, actually, yeah, I would. It's dream work is interesting because when you're recording or writing your dreams, whatever you're doing, like I said, it's really about learning about you, and your dreams are communicating with you in a way, bringing you different things or events. It's all very symbolic of different things that are going on in your life, and it's a great way to get a better understanding of it if you can remember your dreams. Like me personally, I don't remember a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, for me, dream work is hard because I don't remember them so much.
Right. Yeah, if I don't set the intention and kind of interrupt my sleep, I won't always remember them. So if you don't get a lot of sleep, you might not want to interrupt it every night.
Exactly. And I think for me, that's what was going on. I wasn't getting enough sleep. And then that's another lesson, too, is that if you're doing spiritual work, you have to let your body rest, because sooner or later, something's going to come up at some point in time, and you want to be at your spiritual best and be prepared for any lower vibrations, energies that might come through. And that was a big lesson that I recently learned as well.
Yes, yes. Doing self-care is super important. And I've found that when life is telling me to take a break and slow down and take care of myself and I don't listen, then it makes me by either an illness or an injury.
Right.
So,
exactly.
I better listen. Because I'm going to fall and bust my face tomorrow if I don't.
Right, and that's a prime example. I'm so glad we're talking about that, because that is a prime example of your guides and how they work with you.
Mm-hmm.
They work with you by bringing you these different lessons or these different situations when you're not listening or doing what is good for you or best for you. So that's definitely the way they work with you always.
Absolutely, I totally agree. And that is part of the spiritual process, is learning to kind of zoom out and look at the perspective of different situations. During the moment, it seems awful and it seems terrible. But in retrospect, that perspective of this happened so that my soul could progress, that my soul could learn this lesson so that I could move forward, or so that they could move forward, or both, you know?
Exactly. So you can evolve. It's evolving. That's what it is.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, do you recommend any crystals or essential oils for psychic development?
excuse me. I recommend, absolutely. Oils are great, because there's different oils, just like there's different types of sage. There's different scents that you can utilize for spiritual development or psychic development, because it can help clear away energies that aren't good for you. Quartz, thank you, Quentin. Quartz is amazing. I mean, if you think about it, they've done so much research on quartz. They're using quartz with computers. They're using them in science. So, and that's it, Brad. Nature does have all of our answers. Plants bring a higher vibration. They bring oxygen. Trees bring us oxygen. So there's absolutely all these different components and things that nature does bring us. And crystals and oils are part of that when they're pure, especially oils.
Yes.
So we can really, people use them for anointing. They use them for numerous things.
Yes, absolutely. And I know, like, there's been some scientific studies on, you know, breathing the essential oils actually goes to the brain quicker, I think. Is that true? Like when you inhale them, it goes through the capillaries in the nose and it reaches your bloodstream quicker. And I think is what don't quote me on this because I don't have a scientific research in front of me, but
right?
I think
that's
what I read.
Right. No, that's absolutely right. And clear scent. That's another clair, which is clear smelling.
Yes.
Clair scent. Okay. And it absolutely is true. It affects your, how do you say it? What am I looking for? It affects your body chemistry in different ways. Just like sound healing. I'm a huge believer in sound healing, sound therapy, like the bowls, things like that. Absolutely.
Those are amazing. And there's different kinds, because I was recently exposed to not only the metal singing bowls, but the crystal singing bowls, and they have a different tone to them. And they are amazing.
Right.
All of them are amazing. So those are all some really great things that you can work with if you've never heard of them. Definitely research them. That's kind of what this show is about, is to bring up topics for you guys to research on your own, kind of steer you down a path of, you know, discovering what's going to work for you. So
right. And it's all about the energy and the vibration and raising that vibration and energy level to a more pristine, higher level.
Yes, because working with spirit, there it's a much higher vibration than what we are here in the physical realm. So in order to connect, you have to raise your vibration, not only to stay in the light, but also to connect with, you know, spirit, with light, with, you know, any of that. You have to raise your vibration. So and all of these things that we just talked about will be amazing and beneficial to help raise your vibration. You just need to find something that you resonate with, because you won't resonate with all of them. So trying all the kinds of different things is going to be good. Yeah.
Exactly. Learn about you. Learn about you.
Yes. Self-discovery. Self-exploratory.
Yeah.
That sounds like surgery.
About the journey.
No surgery. So we are right at the halfway point, and I just want to take a break really quick and not only give out your information, Stacy. So if you guys are wanting to connect with Stacy, she is on Periscope, and her handle on there is at Mystic Girls with a Z. So MysticGirls. And then on Facebook, she has a group. It's called Global Light and Love Network. So you can look her up on Facebook and join the group. And I have an exciting announcement. So my sponsor today for the show is Seed Essentials. And she actually has handmade porcelain beads and pendants that she makes bracelets with semi-precious stones. So the crystals that we were talking about. And you can put essential oils on the pendants. She hand sculpts them and puts them in a fire kiln in her home. I know, they're amazing. You definitely want to check her out. She has a crystal bundle for specifically for tonight's show, so kind of psychic protection. It has jet, red jasper, and then clear crystal quartz. So bundle. And she also has essential oils. So any of the essential oils we were talking about, you can get some in her store. And also she has amethyst. Those are really good for psychic development. So she has those as well. And anybody who's listening tonight, and the code's going to be going on for a while. So if you go and purchase anything, you can use the code METAMUSE. It's METAMUSE. And you get 10% off. So she, in Periscope, she put it in there, and I put it in the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm getting all my words mixed up. There's too many. I've got too many electronics going.
Multitasking.
I'm like which program is this? I don't know. And I also posted everything in my Facebook, so there's links in there to her store. Now, there is an issue right now with Etsy, because her store is on Etsy, so credit cards are not going through quite as quickly as they have been in the past. So you can use PayPal for now. If you use a credit card,
PayPal.
It might take a little longer. Yeah, I use PayPal for everything. So if you don't have a PayPal, you need a PayPal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's perfect.
Exactly. So with that, you guys, I am going to start opening up the phone lines. Are you ready to take calls, Stacy?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Now, are you open to doing readings, or are we just going to stick to questions about psychic development before I start opening up the lines?
It's up to you. I'm open for anything. I will grab me my deck of cards real quick, just in case.
Okay, so we'll open the lines, and if you have a personal question or if you have a question specific development, feel free to ask, and we'll get started here with the person that's been on hold the longest. So let me see here. Now, if you guys are wanting to call in, I guess I should share the number with you all. So for anyone... Brad said, hi, I'm Brad. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad. So if anyone is listening and you need the number to call in, it's 657-383-0531. And I'll just show that here. And I'm going to be taking, you know, first call, first serve kind of thing. And we'll just go through the line until the end of the show. So let me know whenever you're ready, Cece.
Okay. 1 second. I am ready.
Okay. Let's see here. The first caller. Oh, somebody didn't get my Periscope notification. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Thank you for calling MetaMusings. And who are we speaking with?
This is Chad.
Hi, Chad. Did you have a question for Stacy tonight?
Yeah.
Hi, Chad.
I was wondering, like, my love life, like, what is it going to be like?
Okay, so, I'm sorry. Hi, Chad. You're wondering about your love life?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what I get here for you.
Let's see what you get.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Chad.
Yes, thank you. So Chad, to me right now, it feels like you're really, for some reason, you're trapped in fear mode. Like you're having struggles in your life right now, and what your love life isn't happening right now because you're in that fear mode. Okay, and what I mean by that, you kind of are feeling like you're trapped. So it sounds like there's a financial situation happening right now that you need to work on and work through so that you can bring in this relationship that you're wanting to bring in.
I think, Chad, are you still there? I think he disconnected.
Oh, sorry, Chad. But if you're still listening, hang in there. I do show that the card that is coming up for you is about hope and light and love. But you've got some things to work through.
Okay, so thank you. Well, hopefully Chad can catch the replay on that because
let's
see if we can go to the next person.
Okay.
I'm just picking the people that have been on hold the longest. Let's see here.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. This is Misty with MetaMusings. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hello, hi, you're speaking to Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Did you have a question for Stacy tonight?
Yes, I did. It's about career. I was recently let go from a job recently last week, and I'm trying to, put myself back out there, try to get a better job, and I'm also applying for unemployment. I was wondering, do you see me getting that? Do you see me getting a better job?
Okay. Well, hi, Nicole. First of all, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's see what's going on here. I'm sorry to hear about that. I know it's a tough situation. So let's see what we call. Okay. So, you know, this is really, I'm seeing an opportunity for you. Spirit is talking to you, and I know that even though you're having a hard time right now, it may not feel that way, but you've got to look at the blessing that's in front of you, because right now you're being given the opportunity to really grow personally and to really work on the things that you're wanting to do, because I do feel like you have some... Are you into natural stuff?
Natural stuff, yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting a connection with you with, like, the natural things, like herbs. I don't know if it's herbs or what exactly it is, but this is a chance for you to really expand on that right now. So take full advantage of this time. You have movement choices and decisions are coming up here for you. So I really feel like February, March timeframe is when it's really going to be in full bloom and full you know what I'm trying to say? But this is the point right now where you need to work towards that. So take full advantage of this opportunity because it's a really good path for you.
Okay.
And I feel like it's one that you're passionate about. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say. I've been thinking about it. I don't know if I'm passionate about it yet, so I've been definitely thinking about it.
Okay. Well, see what happens with that. Listen to spirit and how they're guiding you. Look for those signs along the way that you're getting. Those impressions that are coming up are signs for you to look more into it. So see what happens with that, because I really do feel like there's going to be more to this than you know about yet.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank
thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Nicole. You have a wonderful evening.
All right. You too.
All right. Stacy, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. I'll make sure I'm not going to hang up on my guest. That would be bad.
I'll just stalk you. Don't worry. I'll call you back.
You're like, yes, please do. All right. That was a good reading. This is so fun. I'm having fun. Thank you for joining
yeah.
me tonight.
No problem. I love it. You know, it's a way for people to connect together. It's fun.
Yes, it is. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next caller here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Misty with MetaMusings. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with tonight?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim. Did you have a question for Stacy?
Yeah. Hi. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing good. I'm glad to have the opportunity to chat with you for a bit, for a second. I have a question that you might be able to answer. I am. I have psychic dreams, and sometimes I have psychic information. Sometimes I know things, but I've read many, many books on the subject. I've studied to try to figure out how to discern things, you know, how to discern psychic information from regular information. But I have a really, really hard time with being able to know for sure which dream I have that is psychic and which is just a normal dream, run-of-the-mill dream. You know, and same with thoughts and same with everything. Sometimes I do know for certain when it's spirits or whatever, entities from the other side who give me information in a dream. I know those are special or whatever you want to call it. But in other instances, I don't know, and I've been studying for years. I used to be afraid of it, but I'm not anymore. I'm older now, and I've been studying for years, but I'm not making any headway. So if you might be able to help me with that, I would appreciate it.
Wow, that's great. And I'm so glad to hear that you are, it sounds like you're really dedicated to researching and learning about it. And that's really what you need to do. I can say for me personally, information when you're awake, okay, so not in your dreams, but when you're awake, the way to discern it a lot of times is that thoughts will come in from nowhere. I'm sure you can identify with that. You'll be doing something. And for me, I know this sounds strange, but in the shower a lot is where I get information. It's just stuff that comes in all of a sudden that you weren't thinking about, or you know what I'm trying to explain?
Yeah, I do. That happens to me in large crowds.
That's
yeah.
perfect. Okay, so you are discerning, but the thing that I think, Jim, you need to work through, and I don't know you personally, but for me, a lot of what I had to really work through was my trust process with myself and my guide. And that's a huge thing that you have to work through is your trust issues with yourself and with your guides and your angels and things like that.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Are you still there?
Can you hear us, Jim?
Jim?
Uh-oh. Yes. Hello?
Oh, okay, great. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. We got disconnected for a second.
Oh, okay.
What I was saying real quick, just to recap, is that it's really about working through your trust process with yourself. And because when, and I know from personal experience, when you, and it takes, it's not an easy thing to overcome. It takes time and it takes practice. It's just a process that you get through, trusting yourself and experimenting with it. You have to experiment with it, see if they're guiding you, if it's truly guidance that you're getting by walking through it, not just saying, okay, well, I think this is my guide, but follow it for yourself, for your own life, because then you'll be able to discern it for other people.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. And it does. It does. And I have used it, you know, sometimes I know for sure, sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with knowledge, I know when it's like hugely overwhelming. And I've used it many times to actually save lives, including my own. And you know, but other times I wish I could sort of have it on demand when, you know, but I haven't had it work that way yet. It's just like it just comes to me without me having any say in it.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. So what I learned throughout the years is that you have to send a signal to your guides when you're ready to work and when you're not ready to work. So, for instance, in meditation or what have you, practice flipping on a light switch in your mind's eye when you're ready to work, and turning off that switch when you're not ready. That's a way that you can kind of let them know when it's okay, and that's also a great way for you to set boundaries as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good idea. I never thought of that. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And while you were talking about guides, can you give me any sort of guidance to having, like, I have a feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't know that I would know anything about having a guide if I hadn't heard other people talk about it. But all my life, I've had in the back of my mind a name, and I'm always, and it comes to me all the time. And so I always wondered, you know, why do I think that? And then as I got older, I started hearing people talk about their spirit guides. So I think maybe that's my spirit guide. But so if it is. Okay, so how do I reach him? How do I communicate with him?
You start talking to him like you would a regular person. And I know that sounds crazy, but you have a dialogue and a conversation with people that are in front of you, right? It's the same thing with spirit, but you're having that conversation in your head if you want, or you can have it out loud, or you can write it. But you're taking that time to have that dialogue, and you're taking that time to tend to that relationship. Whether it be, hi Bob, you know, what do you have for me today to work on, or what can I do better today that maybe I wasn't doing yesterday, and then just let the answer come, either in writing or whatever you get as an answer. And follow it and trust it. That's how you start doing that.
Okay, and can you tell me, for example, when you do that, can you give me a typical response you might get that you feel is a pretty clear message from your guide so that I might have an idea?
Okay. They work with you in your everyday life, okay? I'm trying to think of a clear example. So, it could be something as minor as you saw your guys, you've been hearing your guy's name your whole life or what have you. Ask for them to confirm it for you. And then when you see it, I don't know, passing by you on a bumper sticker or a sign somewhere or what have you, trust that is the communication that you're getting or whatever lesson that is repeating. How your kids are, if you have kids, how they interact with you. If you have animals, how they interact with you. Do you see what I'm getting at? It's all
right. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Your guys working with you. Okay.
Okay.
I do have a specific. I was just gonna tell you, I do have a specific experience that might help you, Jim. When I was connecting with my guides at first, I would ask them for signs, and I asked to see a pine cone. Now, I'm in a place where not a lot of pine cones were at the time, and I waited for about a week. And as I'm doing research, I was on my computer, I hit a page, and all of these pine cones started popping up, and they were related to the pineal gland in India. All of the sculptures and the temples are made out of pine cones. So that, to me, was a sign that that was my guide pointing me in the right direction and showing me the sign that they hear me.
Okay, Okay. Well, see, I sort of have those experiences, but I don't know what they – I didn't know what they were about, you know. Like something – for example, I was at a yard sale, and they had these two concrete pineapples. And I had just seen a pineapple on someone's shirt, and I thought, I know there's something spiritual about this, but I don't know what it means. And then the next thing I went to, you know, there was like a pineapple on a shirt, and there's a pineapple on the bank, you know, and it just went on. I told a friend about it, and she said, oh, my God, I'm wearing a pineapple shirt today. And she sent me a picture in a text. And so I suppose that was the day I was just out on an adventure going to yard sales. And I suppose maybe my spirit guide was with me that day trying to communicate with me. Would you assume that's what that was?
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly right, Missy.
I would, yeah, absolutely. I definitely think so.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so,
don't doubt it.
Okay. Well, in the past, I didn't know that I should, you know, listen to that stuff in terms of it being a connection to a spirit guide, and I might start getting fluid, you know, information or concrete, you know, information that way. So you have helped me greatly, so I'll pay attention in that way.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, can I just say one really quick thing too, Jim?
Sure, sure.
Start journaling the information that you're getting. Okay, and if you're getting it in your dreams, in your waking hours, start dating and journaling that information, because then that way you can go back to it and see when it's actually come about. You can go back to it and have a reference point to look at.
Right. Okay, that's a good idea. I actually have, if I can just ask one quick question. Is that okay?
That's fine with me. Yeah.
Okay, I a lot of my dreams are really intense and long, and I get all this information, like the Japanese tsunami. I dreamed all that, but it was an hour-long dream the night that it happened. It was occurring in Japan. I was dreaming about it in bed here in the States. So I have those kinds of dreams all, you know, all the time. Well, not all the time, maybe every few months. And so I also have these dreams that I used to just think I was creative, and I would have these amazing dreams that I should write about as stories.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I came to think that they were my past lives. And then I was living in a foreign country, and I had a dream that I was there in 1378. And I told people about the dream, and a friend of mine, well, it's a long story, but anyway, someone did the research and found out that those specific things I dreamed of were actual historic facts. And so that made me believe in reincarnation, which up to that point I hadn't had any experience or evidence of it. And and I didn't even think it sounded logical spiritually at that point, but I do now. But anyway, so I came to think that, so I started writing down, and I've dreamed probably 20 or 25 past life dreams, if that's what they are. And so I wrote them all down to come up with like a theme to see, you know, is there some theme to all this? And the thing is, in all of these dreams, they're virtually all of them, I have the dream about the last day of that lifetime. And sort of it seems that in each time, what has been the thing that was my downfall, the thing that ended my life, was that I sort of strike out on my own. I'm independent. And like in all those dreams, at one time, I was on a wagon train out west, and I decided it was unsafe, and so I wanted to turn around. And I brought my family back, and on the way back, we were attacked by Indians and killed. And And so, you know, but it's sort of similar. And then, like, for example, I was in China in the 1400s, and I sold silk from my butt. And everyone sold it on the shore where the ships were. But I had the idea to go out my way, which was way out into the ocean. As the ships were leaving, everyone regretted that they hadn't bought more silk. And so they would always buy it from me way out there before they headed back to Europe or wherever. And so I was out there, and I got pushed into the sea. But every time, you know, those are just like two examples of like 25, but every time I go out on my own and I go sort of against the grain and against everything to try to be independent, and that gets me in the end. So would you say that's the, like, maybe I should join in more and be more conventional, or is there, would that be the lesson I should learn from that? And why am I getting my past life dreams?
I don't think it's about being more conventional. But I think it's I think there's a lot more to it, and I think that we can just maybe connect a little bit of the dots, possibly. It's about community. It's for you. I think it's about community. It's not that you don't have to carry the burden alone. You have to trust not only in yourself but in others. Look for those relationships of people. You know, it's life. If somebody does you wrong, then it's life. You distance yourself from that person. But then you aren't able to find out who truly is there for you and who you're truly connected to. It's all about that connection of unconditional love for yourself, but also for another as well. I think that's just a piece of it. I think there's a lot more going on and a lot more discovery that they're wanting you to look into. And symbolism is huge, with a lot of symbolism. So definitely look into that as well.
Okay. I appreciate y'all, you know, helping me with direction.
Yeah.
I hope it helped. Thank you for calling. It was great talking to you.
Yeah,
it was
nice
talking to y'all too.
You have some great stories. So, and everybody on Periscope is like, Jim needs to Periscope. So if you don't Periscope, you need to Periscope about your dreams, because everybody's really interested.
Yes, you do.
And if you're ever interested in doing a show about your dreams, you feel free to email me, because I'd love to have you on the podcast one day about your dreams, because they sound pretty awesome.
Oh, okay. Sure. What would be your email address?
My email is Meta, M-E-T-A, and then Misty, M-Y-S-T-I-E, at Gmail. And that goes for anyone.
Okay.
If you're interested in being on the podcast or you have some stories you'd like to share with others, you can email me and we can set up a show if it fits in with the topics. So thank you so much for calling in, Jim. It was really lovely talking to you.
Well, it was really great talking to y'all too, and maybe that would be my first foray into, you know, joining in with my private stuff, which is maybe what I should start doing. So,
absolutely,
it was great talking to you, Jim. Embrace it. Okay. Embrace yourself, buddy.
Thank you, and y'all have a great night.
You too.
Too.
Bye bye.
Appreciate you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. That was a great caller.
I know, but I think we're at the very end, so I don't think we have enough time to take any more callers.
Aww.
I know.
Okay.
That's okay. We'll have to do this again because it was super fun. And if anybody is waiting on hold, I apologize we didn't get to you, but you are welcome to contact Stacy personally and either on her Facebook page and maybe set up a reading with her, and she'd be more than happy to talk with you about that, I'm sure, correct? I'm just throwing it
absolutely
out there, and I didn't even ask you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. My door is open. Just send me an email, and we'll figure something out for sure.
Okay. Well, before, you know, we are done, we've got about a minute left. I just want to thank everyone on Periscope who's listening live on the podcast. Thank you for being with us tonight and all the callers. You guys make the show awesome. And thank you, Stacy, for joining me. You have been absolutely amazing. Everyone loved you. You're awesome. So
you are so sweet. I really, really appreciate it. I had a great time. And thank you guys for being here and being so supportive. I love you guys.
Yes, thank you all so much. And don't forget, our sponsor is Seed Essentials, and the code is MetaMuse, MetaMuze. And you can use that at her store. And she's got packages that help with psychic development and psychic protection. So make sure you look those up. So that
definitely
is a wrap, you guys. We'll be back on July 20th with Dream Work with Alyssa with Reiki Womb. So see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.